Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
For you, I was aflame. Love is a losing game. Five-story fire as you...
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. When jazz vocalist Sashal Vasandhani first arrived in New York, it wasn't just to croon in the clubs. He had a day job, like many musicians just starting out. Although, he wasn't exactly waiting tables, either. After working as an investment banker on Wall Street for a year, the University of Michigan grad was able to transition into music full-time, getting a leg up from the likes of Wynton Marsalis. Since then, he's put out three albums, the most recent of which is called High Fly. It's a blend of standards, originals, and pop covers, including the late Amy Winehouse song, Love is a Losing Game, which you're hearing in the background. We'll talk a bit with Sashal about his newest release, but first, a live performance. Here is Sashal Vasandhani and his band with the standard, The Very Thought of You.
The very thought of you, and I forget to do the little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. I'm living in a kind of daydream. I'm happy as a king and foolish, though it may seem to me that's everything, the mere idea of you. Ooh, the longing here for you, you'll never know how slow the moments go until I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes and stars up above. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you.
Oh,
That is The Very Thought of You, song that you may know from Nat King Cole's great recording from many years ago. That, a live performance in the studio by Sashal Vasandani, the singer, with Jeb Patton at the piano, David Wong playing bass, and Pete Van Nostrand behind our drum kit. Sashal, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thanks for having me.
This is an album that has a number of standards, some original tunes, and a couple of pop covers. We started with your Amy Winehouse cover.
Yeah.
Well, why did you choose that song?
You know, at the time, I was kind of looking for material, and I tell folks that I like to look kind of across the board, three-dimensionally, my own writing standards, songs that are out now, and just the whole spirit of her music, I think, is timeless, and that lyric in particular...
Love is a losing game.
Love is a losing game's lyric always felt to me like it had been written in another era, and I mean that in the most complimentary way.
Sure.
It's a simple lyric, and it kind of fits within my own mode of songs about breakups and getting back together.
Well, and you know, coming, you know, just before her death this past weekend. Now it adds like a different kind of, takes on a different resonance, almost as if, you know, this body of songs may well be standards for jazz musicians in the future.
Yeah, I hope so. We found out on Saturday on the way to a gig, and, you know, it really affected the performance of this song, because I do feel something about her spirit is going to be with us for a while.
Now, in addition to covering other people's songs, you know, The Very Thought of You has been done by many people. I mentioned Nat King Cole because that's sort of the iconic version, but many people have sung that over the years. Is it unusual for a jazz singer to write his or her own material?
I think less so now. I think when I was first coming up, it seemed like a novelty. But the truth is we find expression in any number of ways. I've been writing for a long time, and so... it's always been a part of me, but the fact that other singers and instrumentalists are sharing that more, I think, is a good thing.
So you've been writing for a while.
Mm-hmm.
This next song you're going to do for us is one of yours. It's called Summer No School. That sounds like it might be the work of a very young man.
Yeah, I was trying to go back to a young place and kind of talking about very young romance, and that's what the song's about.
All right, let's hear it.
Cool.
My guest is Sashal Vasandani, who is performing as part of the Always Irving Berlin concert taking place tomorrow night at the 92nd Street Y at 8 o'clock, playing for us with his band here in the Soundcheck studio. The song is called Summer No School.
Dressed in blue, sunlight passes through you. Forgot my name, I could never blame you. Somehow I found you in the crowd. Time moves slow now. Only love could make me this afraid of you. Look my way, I can't even play it cool. Somehow you must have figured out time. Should I try to fight it? I'm moving closer to you. The sun is burning, the back of your neck still warm. Time is right now.
should I try to fight it? I'm moving closer to you. The sun is burning the back of your neck still warm. Silence is getting me low. It's like you already see. Watching you smile is a way out. Your magic is all that I need right now. I got to try, but even as I say hi, silent eyes louder than a white lie. Goodbye, I'll leave it to your crowd. Time moves slow now. Slow.
The singer and songwriter, Sashil Vasandani, and a song called Summer, No School, live performance on Soundcheck. Once again, his band, including David Wong playing bass, Jeb Patton at the piano, Pete Van Nostrand playing the drums. The latest record by Sashil Vasandani is called High Fly. And Sashil, you're first-generation Indian-American, right?
Yeah.
Did you grow up with Indian music in the house?
Definitely. You know, it was kind of a democratic assortment of music, but the fact that I would go over to other kids' houses and they weren't playing that music was interesting.
What do you mean you don't have A.R. Rahman in your
collection?
Yeah,
exactly, exactly. And it was a lot of, you know, I think my dad's intro to music for me was kind of, if it isn't good, I don't want you listening to it kind of stuff. But that was true of Indian classical music as opposed to Bollywood music.
Okay. It wasn't A.R. Rahman.
Yeah,
it was
exactly.
More
and so that was
Ali
my,
Akbar Khan or
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, definitely Ali okay. Akbar Khan. Definitely Keith Jarrett or Duke Ellington versus, you know, something that he thought would be trite. Or definitely Sgt. Pepper's versus whatever was on the radio at the time. So I had to kind of discover pop music for myself because it was always going to be good music in my dad's opinion.
Well, and, you know, there's some pretty good music to be had in the world of pop as well.
Oh, for sure.
As you've clearly found out.
Yeah.
As the some of the covers on the new record show. High Fly, though, that's an old Randy Weston tune. Friend of the show. And so a couple of tracks feature John Hendricks.
Yeah.
Legendary jazz singer.
Yeah, and what a privilege it was to work with someone whose spirit is so giving and generous, having seen all and done that he's done at 89. So it was there was so much moments that I learned and felt like I was... I was in the presence of a true great.
He joins you on this song called One Mint Julep, which we're going to use to wrap up the program today. So we'll hear both voices here. Sashil Vasandani is performing as part of Always Irving Berlin, a concert tomorrow night at the 92nd Street Y at 8 p.m. He's been with us with his band here in the studio today. And Sashal, really a lot of fun to have you joining us. Thanks so much.
Me. Appreciate it.
That's going to do it for Soundcheck today. On our next program, conductor Leon Botstein tells us why the popular Finnish composer Jean Sibelius deserves a new look. And Danish composer Paul Ruders tells us about his new opera. It's inspired by the Lars von Trier film Dancer in the Dark. That's tomorrow on Soundcheck. Now, listeners, WNYC and WQXR need your music suggestions for the 10-year anniversary of September 11th. We're asking what music you would like to hear as you think about the events of 10 years ago. What music would you like to share with your fellow New Yorkers? We're creating a special playlist of music for a project called Measuring Time. To leave your suggestion and to see what others have already suggested, visit wnyc.org/911. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. The program is produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. We had help today from Tavish Talib and Margaret Bresnahan. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck. Was the cause of it all?